Hey guys, this is Clint Jeff from ZoomyGuideCJ.com, and this is the Daily News Roundup for December 8th, 2010. So beginning with Symbian news, Skype for Symbian was updated today. It's now compatible with Symbian 3 devices and also has improved call quality, which should come as a good surprise for a lot of people out there. Also in Nokia news today, an AT&T branded Nokia X7-00 was leaked and reviewed kind of by Mr. Troublemaker himself, Eldar. Basically, it's the Symbian 3 device with four speakers, one at each end, which apparently means it's very loud, but no other information is on the device just yet. Moving on from there, in Android news, an Android tech lead has tweeted that there is no minimum CPU speed required for Gingerbread, no hard minimum processor requirement at least, which is counter in part to the rumors that were going around today that said that Android needed at least a 1 gigahertz processor for Gingerbread to run fine. Also in Android news, Twitter, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, the Twitter client for Android got a version 2 update, which brings a couple new features and fixes. The whole list of changes is on the blog. You can check it out on the blog post. Also in Android news, Android 2.3 apparently includes gaming controls for the PlayStation phone. A couple of people took a look at the Android 2.3 SDK and have found that there are keys for the ABC, L1, L2, R1, R2, select, start, a whole bunch of access controls basically, which would be required for the Sony Ericsson PlayStation phone, which means that there is support in this firmware for the upcoming PlayStation phone. Also, the Launcher Pro app for Android got a little bit update. It now includes virtual looping and a recent app pop-up. Definitely worth checking out if you're a fan of Launcher Pro. Moving on to iPhone news. A Google Latitude application was leaked on the Japanese iPhone store earlier today morning. That was quickly pulled, but it does indicate that Google Latitude is coming soon to the iPhone, which should be hopefully coming soon in the next couple of days. Also in the rumors, the iPad 2 is apparently supposed to ship by February 2011. The guys at DigiTimes are claiming that a Taiwan-based component maker has said that the iPad will ship in the next 100 days. So, he is looking for the iPad too. Apple is also now selling iPad gift cards from the Apple stores in the US. So, if you want to buy an Apple gift card for a friend of yours, maybe buy an iPad, you can just buy a gift card instead and mail it to them. So that's pretty cool. As you know, a gift card will allow you to give the gift card to somebody else and allow them to claim the iPad instead. iTunes is also sending free movie rental codes to US users, as discovered today. So far, it just seems to be limited to the US of A. There's a new Apple patent out that also claims that they are now moving towards radial menus for touchscreen menus, which might revamp the whole iOS design. Again, more details on the blog post, you can check that out. Funny thing today is the video with Steve Jobs and the Beatles. The BBC made a comedy video, which is definitely worth checking out. Again, it's on the blog, check it out there. And in general news, a survey also indicated that smartphone owners prefer to read news on their devices. I personally am one of those people. According to the Mashable study, the average consumer prefers getting breaking news on their mobile phone compared to TV news or desktop or newspapers. And I'm one of those people. I much prefer reading news on my phone than checking out a whole website or something like that. So yeah, that's basically it for today's news roundup. Until tomorrow, I'm Clinton Jeff from ZoomyGuideCJ.com. If you have any questions or comments about the news today, do remember to check out the post on the blog. If you have any feedback, do let us know at cj@zoomyguidecj.com.